Though my father was neither a scholar nor an archaeologist, he had a passion for ancient history. He often told me with warm enthusiasm of the tragic fate of Herculaneum and Pompeii. He also related to me with admiration of the great deeds of the Homeric heroes and the events of the Trojan War, always finding in me a warm defender of the Trojan cause. With great grief I heard of him that Troy had been so completely destroyed that it had disappeared without leaving any traces of its existence. My joy may be imagined, therefore, when, being nearly 8 years old, I received from him in 1829, as a Christmas gift, Dr. Georg Ludwig Jaehrer's Universal History, with an engraving representing Troy in flames, with its huge walls and the Scaean Gate, from which Aeneas is escaping, carrying his father Anchises on his back, and holding his son Ascanius by the hand. And I cried out, "Father, you were mistaken. Jaehrer must have seen Troy. Otherwise, he could not have represented it here." "My son," he replied, "that is merely a fanciful picture." But to my question whether ancient Troy had such huge walls as those depicted in the book, he answered in the affirmative. "Father," retorted I, "if such walls once existed, they cannot possibly have been completely destroyed. Vast ruins of them must still remain, but they are hidden away beneath the dust of ages." He maintained the contrary, whilst I remained firm in my opinion, and at last we both agreed that I should one day excavate Troy.